Okay, learning a piece from the Tosha Rebbe Zatzal, it's from the Sefer Avodas Avod on Parshas Vayishlach. So it begins by asking, quoting the first pasuk in this week's Parsha, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefonav El Esav Achiv Artsa Seir Sedei Edom. The Yaakov sent Malachim. Rashi learns that these were Malachim Mamish, real angels in front of him, to Esav, his brother, to the land of Seir, which is in the field of Edom. So why is Yaakov sending Malachim to tell Esav that he's come back now? Don't tell him! Don't wake up the sleeping lion! Like this says, Al-Riv Lo-Lo, why are you getting involved in something that you don't have to? That's the first question that the Rebbe asks. Why, all of a sudden, at this point, Yaakov is informing his brother, by the way, I'm back now. And then it says, we quote out from Rashi, that says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. So Rashi learns that these were Malachim Mamish, literally angels. So what was the necessary for that? If he's going to tell him the message, just send regular people, human beings. Why do you have to send angels? And finally, the Rebbe asks a question at the end of the pasuk. It says, "Artsa Seir Sedei Edom." Why do you have to tell me that Esav is here? I send a message to you. L'mai nafkamina? What practical difference does it make if I inform you where you are when I happen to send the message that, by the way, I've come back? So, Baruch Hashem, the Rebbe gives us a yesod, and with that yesod, he begins to answer up all three questions. And the idea is as follows: that really the shorish of Esav is higher than the shorish of Yaakov. Esav in his root level comes from a much higher place, and there's a remez to this in the psukim at the end of the parsha. It says, "Ve'ela hamalachim asher malchu be'eretz Edom." These are the malachim that ruled in the land of Edom. Lifnei, so literally means before, Malach Melech Livnei Yisrael. But the way this form quote, the Baal HaTanya has this in Arichus, that there's a higher level, before we get down into the world, what's called the Olam HaTikun, that's the Bnei Yisrael, there's something before that. There's the Lifnei Malach Melech Livnei Yisrael. That's higher up than that, that's the Olam HaTohu. That's where Esav's shorish is. That in his root level, Esav comes from a higher place. But that higher level, it was too much light. There weren't any kelim. There was nothing that could absorb that light. And therefore, what this is referred to in this form called the Shviras HaKelim, that the vessel gets broken, sheerly overpowered, and crushed, demolished in the process. As Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Jacobson once explained to me, imagine a person holding a little plastic paper cup, and they're trying to catch Niagara Falls in that. It's an exercise in futility. It'll become crushed. The cup can't hold that. So too in the Olam HaTohu, there was too much light, and it couldn't hold it on to that. On a lower level, which is still a very high madrig, but that's the Olam HaTikun, that's the Shorash of Yaakov, that's where he comes from. But since Esav in his source comes from a higher place, if Esav could have done tshuva, if he would have done tshuva, brings from Svarim that Esav would have been 1,000 times greater than Yaakov. It's a tremendous chiddush, but because he comes from a higher place, he could go even higher. Inside of Esav were so many holy neshamas, future Gerim like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva. You have Eliphaz, who was the son of Esav. He was zoicha to Ruach HaKodesh. He, Eliphaz, grew up in the lap of Yitzchak. But it's a kal v'chomer. How much more so Esav, his own father, who was so close to Yitzchak, how much more kedusha he could have had. But the way that the world is set up is zelu umazeh oselakim. Whatever exists on the side of kedusha, so too exists in the equal level on the opposite side. So if Esav had this tremendous potential for good inside of him, so too he had a tremendous potential for ra, for the opposite of good. And that's where it was. So now Yaakov's coming, and Yaakov knows all this. Yaakov wants to bring out, he wants to bring out the good that's in Esav. And if he can get that Esav out of the koach ha-ra, under that shlita, then that would bring about a complete correction, a tikkun shalem, that would bring out the good in Esav. It says the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, Amud Aleph, that says in the future, he's going to shecht the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is the Sar Shal Esav. So that could be completed when the Zman HaTikun comes with Mashiach, then Esav will be obliterated. All the Gula Shalem will come and there won't be any Ra anymore. But Yaakov didn't want to do this right away. He felt he wasn't ready. He could get damaged by dealing with such a high level of impurity, a high level of ra. So therefore he waits till he comes back from Beis Lavan. Yaakov went through tremendous nisyonos for 20 years by Lavan. Now he's come back. Now he has the majority of Shvatim have already been born. Now Yaakov has Yosef. Yosef Befrat is the Koach, the Kedusha of Yesod. And that's what he's going to be up against Esav with. Now that he has a Yosef who is Kedusha, then he can go against Esav, which is a Molech, which is the opposite of Yesod in Kedusha. So he comes, and it's not Reeve Lolo, the battle that they, why is Yaakov getting involved? And we can answer that up now. There's a reason why Yaakov is coming back and informing Esav, here I am, and he's sending Malachim. If he sends Malachim, angels, real angels, they have such Kedusha to them. If Esav is now surrounded by Kedusha, it's going to be Ma'orah, and it's going to arouse the Koach HaTov inside of him. Yaakov's coming to try to help Esav, to bring out the goodness that's inside of him, to bring it. As it says later on, let's find the Pasuk, Perek, Lamed Beis Pasuk Vav. When describing the Malachim, it says, "Vayhi lishor v'chamor tzon ve'ev shifcha ve'eshlecha lehagid la'adoni." I'm going to send them out. Ve'eshlecha lehagid. Lehagid is the lashon of hamshacha, to draw out. I want to bring out the good. And to bring out the chain. That's what I'm trying to do. Yaakov is explaining, this is the whole purpose behind starting up with him. And now we understand that's why it mentions the land of Seir. I said, L'may nafkamina, who cares? Seir is, as we say in Pasuk in Ovadia, V'olu Moshim Bahar Tzion Mishpotas Har Esav. That's where Esav comes from. There's going to be a tikkun. There's going to be a fixing. Seir is one of the three lands. Keni, Knizid, Kadmoni. Those are the three countries that weren't yet given over. But in the Zman, HaTikun, when Mashiach comes, even those lands will be given over to the Klal Yisrael. So that's what Yaakov is trying to do, to be Machnia, the Ra, and to bring out the goodness that will come out in the future. But the Malachim, they couldn't do anything to Esav. They tried. They reached out to him, but he wouldn't let them. He refused them. There's a Ramban. In the parsha, the Rebbe quotes, it says, "V'nira be'enai be'inyan hazeh, ki Esav lo kibel hashluchim kehogin, v'lo hishkiach aleihem." So it seems, says the Ramban, that Esav didn't receive them in a friendly way, and he didn't even pay any attention to them. "V'ulai lo hayu lefanav, ki lo nosen reshus shavo lefanav v'yadabru imo klal." Perhaps the Malachim didn't even get to them. Esav refused, he wouldn't give them permission to talk to him. Yaakov's coming in a gesture to bring out the goodness, and Esav refuses it. And then, once Yaakov hears that they were unsuccessful, that's what it says in Pasuk Ches, that Yaakov's afraid. Vayira Yaakov ma'od vayetzer lo. That Yaakov is frightened, and it bothers him, it distresses him. Yaakov is not, chas v'sham, scared about himself. He's scared about what's going to be. Maisa avos simon labanim. He wasn't able to be machnia, to humble that Ra that exists, and Esav is going to continue in his ways, and that Chas v'Shalom could affect the Klal Yisrael throughout their Golus. He's not concerned about himself, Yaakov, he's concerned about his descendants. But he sends gifts, he sends him a mincha to Esav. And you know what? There was a little bit. For a temporary point, there was rachamim from Esav. He dispelled all the kas and the anger, but he couldn't take it away forever. So there will become periods throughout a long and bitter Golus where there'll be a little bit of rachamim from the Goyim. And then Yaakov says to Esav, after they do meet and they come together, they want to travel together. Vayomer nisa v'neilecha ve'ilcha l'negdecha. Let's travel and I'll walk along with you. What does that mean, though, that Esav and Yaakov will be walking together? There's going to be a long journey, step by step, bringing out the tikkun. It's not going to happen in one shot. Yaakov wanted to fix everything right here now by sending the Malachim to Esav to bring out the goodness, but it's not going to happen. We're going to go slow. Rashi says, "Leleches la'at." We're going to go piece by piece, step by step. There's going to be a long process in order to bring out the final tikkun, but it won't happen in one spot. From this point, the Rebbe explains that the Geula Shleim is dependent upon our ability. B'machniach that koach hara of Esav. And that's what Yaakov is trying, all sorts of strategies, all sorts of things in order to bring that out. And that's what's happening nowadays. Bizman hazeh, that we have to rid of the Esav, which is the Yetzahara, which is inside of us. And by doing that action, by working and humbling and crushing the Yetzahara inside of us, that's what's going to bring the ultimate Geula. As the Rebbe says, She'i efshar she'tihye Geula klalis. It's impossible for there to be the overall, complete, all-encompassing redemption, ad shetehiyeh mekoidem geula pratis, that there has to be an individualized redemption first, and that's our avoda. We need to work on ourselves, and we need to make sure that there's a makom for the shechina inside of us, and then once we work on that, then there can be a place for the shechina in the entire world. But how can a person complain about the length of gullah, says the Rebbe, if he's not acting appropriately? Our actions are what determine whether Mashiach is going to come. Our actions upon us to break the koach hara, to be mekabel on ourselves, that we need to work on this inyan of weakening the raw inside of us, whether strengthening the good parts, davening, learning. But of a person who refuses musar, who refuses tochacha, when someone comes and tries to help them out and point out what they need improvement on, if a person refuses that, they're acting like Esav, who refused to meet with the Malachim. The Malachim Mamish, that we could have done, that could have brought so much good for him. So many times in our life, we have good, well-meaning people who want to help us. A chaver, a chavrusa, a parent, a rebbe. So many people want to come and give us hadracha, and we refuse it. We refuse it. So it takes an act of humility in order to say, yes, you have what to receive from you. I can be mekabel from you. I can learn from you. You could help me improve. If a person really, really believes with emunah shleim that their actions affect the world, they would change the way they act. It's so simple. If we really believe this, then we would act differently. The Rebbe talks about not eating or drinking excessively. A person could have rosho verubo v'olam hazeh. And we see this, when something's important to a person, they invest in it. A person has a business deal. He'll sit for hours without break, trying to work out to make sure it's successful. Does he do the same for Torah? Does he sit for hours upon hours until he has pshat in the Rashba? If we don't have this, it's because it's not a cheshek. When something's important enough to us, we make time for it. It becomes a priority in our lives. Our davening becomes a priority. Our learning becomes a priority. But we could daven for this. We could ask Hashem, the only one of all the mitzvahs that we daven, Hashem, make it sweet. Herav no Hashem elkein, make it sweet in my mouth, the learning of Torah. We're allowed to ask for this. And to daven, say, Hashem, help me. Help me be as passionate about my learning as I am about sealing the business deal, about meeting the client, about getting the contract. Help me have that same level of commitment and passion towards my avodas Hashem. Daven, Hashem, please help me daven my three tefillos every day, kideboy. Help me make my mea brachos every day correctly. Netilas yadayim should be done correctly. Hamotzi should be done correctly. Birkas hamazon should be done correctly. Let's pause and think about what's truly important. And let's be mechazik ourselves that our actions matter. Our actions, with the way we bring out the tov, when we crush the ra, this helps bring out the gula shlema. For this reason, he quotes that the minug was by the Sanzer of the Divrei Chaim Zatzal, that he used to eat berabim. He used to have his chasidim with him when he would eat during the week, because it's a mitzvah. And when you do a mitzvah berabim, that gives more of a koach to it. There's more strength to it. You could be mamtik dinim. You could sweeten harsh judgments by doing these things correctly. And he brings out that there's another important limud from this parsha. Even if a person has chas v'shalom stumbled and made mistakes and done averos, we can make a simple kal v'chomer from Esav. We're not as bad as he was. Esav, avodah zara, gili arayis, shvichas damim. But if he would have accepted these malachim, then he would have done a tshuva. So kal v'chomer, any yid with a small little rotzim can easily do tshuva. And the Rebbe explains that's pshat the Gemara in Sanhedrin Memdal Aleph. Yisrael af bishachota Yisrael hu. A Yid, a Jew, even though he sins, is still called Yisrael. What does that mean? Because we have a chelik el kami ma mamish. We have a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of us. It's so possible for us to do a tshuva shlema, even if we have done averus, even if we made mistakes and done things that we shouldn't have done, said things that we shouldn't have said, gone to places that we should not have gone to. It's okay. We can still do tshuva. Pasuk in Tehillim, libi v'sori yiranu el kel chai. Then my whole cheshik is just to sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's who I am. My desire is to give shiros v'tishbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem should help us. By reading, learning, studying Parshas Vayishlach, this should arouse us, arouse our hearts to bring about the Geula Shleim through our own actions. Just like Yaakov tried to do, and the Avos tried to do, and all the Shvatim tried to do. We should realize that when, throughout the long Gullus, there's a Tzar, there's a pain that comes to Mashiach Tzidkenu. The Rebbe ends with a mice from the Trisker Magid, Zechusa Yogein Lein, that he couldn't eat very much, couldn't sleep very much because he saw firsthand the tsar that happened to Mashiach. So we should makabel upon ourselves to improve our actions and do everything that's within our realm of possibility to help bring about Mashiach Tzidkenu. Uvol Tzion Gvel B'mehiru B'yameinu. Amen.